Oakwood Bottoms. Fire and light help bring oaks and diversity back to a bottomland forest community. Story by Paul Brewer. The story of Oakwood Bottoms is filled with chapters of both constant change and incredible recovery. Oak Hickory Bottomland Forest Habitat, once a predominant feature along the Mississippi River, has been eliminated at an alarming rate over the past 100 years, leaving only a small fraction of a critically imperiled wetland ecosystem. Today, a new partnership with state and federal agencies and a conservation group is working to turn the tide on this trend. The 3,400-acre Oakwood Bottoms Green Tree Reservoir is best known as an important waterfowl stopover and hunting area within the Mississippi River Flyway, and the larger bottomland forest surrounding it is critically important to Illinois' wildlife community. A green tree reservoir is a stand of hardwood forest ringed with short levees. Water control structures and pumps allow seasonal changes in water levels, permitting the area to be shallowly flooded during the dormant season to provide food supplies for wintering waterfowl. Managed by the U.S. Forest Service as part of the Big Muddy River Bottomlands Complex, the Jackson County site comprises one of the largest tracts of contiguous bottomland hardwood in all of southern Illinois. Specifically cited in the Lower Mississippi River Bottomlands Assessment of the Illinois Wildlife Action Plan, Oakwood Bottoms is a critically important element of the LaRue Pine Hill Western Shawnee Trail of Tears Conservation Opportunity Area. A new partnership to proactively manage wildlife is being forged with the U.S. Forest Service, National Wild Turkey Federation, Illinois Natural History Survey, and Department of Natural Resources as part of the Forest and Woodlands Campaign of the Illinois Wildlife Action Plan. History of the Oakwood Bottoms Area. In the 1800s and early 1900s, the area now known as Oakwood Bottoms was ditched, drained, timbered, and cleared by a brewing company, then burned, grazed, and farmed, reportedly in an attempt to grow hops for the brewery. Despite efforts to intensively farm the area, it failed to successfully produce crops over the long term. Between 1933 and 1938, most of Oakwood Bottoms was acquired by the Forest Service. There is no record of tree planting, but apparently a number of scattered pin oaks were left after the land was cleared, said Chad Deaton, USFS wildlife biologist. The remaining oaks served as crop trees, and the area became well-stocked with pin oaks just 1 to 5 years after farming practices ceased. Constructed in 1964, the Green Tree Reservoir is flooded in fall and winter to simulate conditions that would naturally be expected in the Mississippi River bottomlands. The original Forest Service plan was to rotationally clear-cut sections of the oaks to remove competition and allow the fast-growing oaks to flourish, and to reintroduce fire as a method for maintaining the dominance of oaks. Charcoal in the soil, fire scars on trees, pollen deposition, and studies of the Native Americans that inhabited the area indicated the importance of fire in prehistoric times. However, soon after the Forest Service acquired and developed the area, management elements favoring the oak forest were largely eliminated, and today the condition of the mature oak trees which form the forest canopy is rapidly declining. In many areas, 20 to 100% of the overstory trees have died from old age or stress from overcrowding, insects, disease, and the long-duration floods that occurred in 1993 and 1995, said Deaton. While a sufficient seed source exists to produce thousands of oaks and hickory seedlings, shade created by species such as elm, ash, and maple prevents the seedlings from developing into mature trees. Without management, the Forest Service estimates the shade-tolerant species would replace the oak and hickory component of the area in 25 to 30 years, which in turn will drive a decline in wildlife species, waterfowl, turkey, deer, woodpeckers, etc., dependent on these annual mast crops. Help on the way, partnerships, Project Pin Oak, and the Forest and Woodlands Campaign. A plan to restore and regenerate the oak and hickory bottomland forest habitat began in 2007. Timber Stand Improvement, or TSI, was employed to thin and open the forest canopy on more than 1,600 acres of the forest, and nearly 17,000 container stock oaks were planted. In the fall of 2010 and winter of 2011, more than 1,400 acres of the Oakwood Bottoms received some much-needed prescribed fire management. Since that time, larger canopy openings have been cut to allow sunlight to reach the forest floor, directly favoring oak regeneration and herbaceous conditions. We seldom found oak sprouts surviving to be more than 12 inches tall before management began, but we're beginning to find more and more oaks in the 3 to 4 foot range, noted Deaton. Working in cooperation with National Wild Turkey Federation and the Department of Natural Resources, the project is aimed to increase the complexity of both vertical and horizontal vegetation structure of the forest. While this benefits waterfowl species and provides nesting and brooding rearing habitats for wild turkeys, many other species will benefit, said Kent Adams, regional biologist for the NWTF. Both the forest crown opening and protection of roost trees will help the federally endangered Indiana bat, as one example. Another bird expected to benefit from the shift in vegetation structure is the American woodcock, whose populations are of concern throughout the nation due to the decline of early successional habitats. While biologists are confident these changes will positively benefit both the health of the bottomland forest and the associated wildlife, another part of this collaborative effort is monitoring the results of the management to ensure how well it is actually working. Both the management plan and unit structure of Oakwood Bottoms lend themselves to almost ideal monitoring and research situations, said Jeff Hoover, avian ecologist for the Illinois Natural History Survey at the Prairie Research Institute. By monitoring wildlife populations at these managed forests and at nearby unmanaged forests, we can truly document the effects of the management on wildlife. Hoover and his team of research biologists will begin laying out survey transects this winter and start the monitoring process during the spring of 2012. Working in cooperation with DNR, the NWTF has submitted an Illinois Habitat STAP grant proposal to accelerate and expand the work at Oakwood Bottoms and the surrounding bottomland oak forest community. In addition, NWTF is working with the National Arbor Day Foundation to provide additional oak seedlings for the project. Working hand-in-hand with on-site managers who are measuring the effects of management on forest structure and composition, biologists will monitor the response of wildlife populations at Oakwood Bottoms to help direct future stewardship of the site. As implementation of the Forest and Woodlands campaign continues to move forward, the remarkable story of Oakwood Bottoms also continues to be written. Through growing partnerships, active management, and a commitment to long-term stewardship, so too is written another chapter in the story of Illinois wildlife success.